Goose Baba.
It's Wellness Wednesday.
Don't freak out.
With Anna and Raven.
Small things you can do to make a big difference in your life. And this is the season for colds and flus. I feel like with my daughter's class, too, all the kids are starting to get sick. It's tis the season, I guess they say, right?
Yeah, everybody's freaking out about this. I keep hearing about respiratory type issues here. Mm-hmm. But it is flu season.
So there's two foods that a lot of doctors have agreed on that if you take them daily, it can significantly lower your risk of getting the cold or getting the flu.
Okay.
All right. We've employed here the internet doctors to explain them to us. Here's the first one.
So some really cool studies that I'll show you on the immune system benefit when you eat garlic of radically reducing colds and flus.
So garlic, ready?
Good news, I eat a lot of garlic.
I don't think you did this much. Hold on, we'll get to it.
But it all comes from a little chemical inside of garlic called allicin. Allicin is when you start to chew the garlic or you start to crush it up, it releases this compound, which has so many medicinal benefits to your body, especially for the immune system.
Okay, so garlic is supposed to be good.
I'm sorry.
Allicin.
He's a medical doctor.
Yes.
Is it medicinal or is it medicinal?
Medicinal?
I mean, I thought it was medicinal.
Listen, he seemed like he was wearing a white coat, and that's all I need for YouTube.
I trip up all the time. Yeah. I just want to know whether or not I've been saying it wrong my entire life and sounding like a fool.
So you always hear, like, garlic is good. I mean, I have no idea. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But I have no idea how good it is for you. And then he talked about this study, which kind of blew me away.
So here's the crazy powerful research, all right? 146 people were done in a study. They followed them. They gave the placebo group nothing. They gave the other group this crushed garlic. And when it's in its fresh form, cloves of garlic. But they found a 63% reduction in colds and flu incidences. 63.
That's a lot. 63%?
Right. I mean, 140 people, nearly 8 billion across the globe. It's definitely enough for me. Okay, great.
3% just for some garlic. So you're giving up some bad breath. Your spouse might not be happy about it. But that reduction right there, that's massive. You can't find that with very many things.
I mean, a 63% reduction of getting sick is a big number. Granted, I wish they would have tested more than 13 people.
Right.
But it is what it is.
Right. I mean, if you go placebo versus that, I mean, it's a little bit over 50%. It's good. But it sounded like I need to be ingesting the garlic right as it cracks open also. So I don't know if I can control that.
So you can't microwave your garlic for more than 60 seconds or it loses the quote-unquote allicin that we learned about earlier.
Oh boy.
And you can't cook it for more than 45 minutes because it loses that benefit too. And you're supposed to be eating daily 3 to 4 full cloves. That's a lot of
garlic.
That's
a lot of garlic.
Right.
Yeah, you would be smelling it on you all the time at that point.
I'm like, do I want a cold or do I want to smell like garlic? The other thing is,
there's a wonder product the world can't live without.
The healing powers of honey.
Honey. But there's a special honey. Hold on, I gotta pull it up so I don't say it wrong.
Is it the clove one?
Manuka. Manuka honey from New Zealand is supposed to be the best honey for you. Here's the other internet doctor who's clearly British.
The study found honey was more effective than conventional treatments for coughs, blocked noses, and sore throats, reducing the frequency and severity of coughs and speeding up recovery.
I think I'd rather smell like honey than smell like garlic.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I suppose so, but I'm just guessing that honey from New Zealand, it's going to cost a premium.
I did look up online. It is not cheap. I will say that.
I would not think so, right?